Super Bowl.
This is Hawks Talk.
And it's safe to say that the success this year will hinge on their ability to not just sustain the blow from losing Lynch, but find in Rawls a replacement who can duplicate what Lynch brought. Good morning, Seahawk fans, and welcome into Hawks Talk here on CSN. I am your host, Joel Gunderson, coming to you the morning after the Seahawks pick up a dramatic come-from-behind victory over the Miami Dolphins. 12-10 was the final. They did it on a Russell Wilson to Doug Baldwin touchdown with just over 30 seconds to play. Now, if you missed it, and shame on you if that was the case because it's week one of the season, what else are you going to be doing? The Wilson to Baldwin touchdown was an extremely unlikely finish to a game that was primarily dominated both sides defensively. Both teams, Miami and Seattle, came out ready to play on the defensive side. The Seahawks in particular, as is kind of becoming the norm with this franchise, suffocated Miami all game long. Suffocated. 11 first downs, 222 yards of offense for Miami. 11 first downs in 12 possessions. That is unheard of. An incredible defensive performance by the Seahawks, their secondary in particular. But Wilson's touchdown was more miraculous because, in reality, he probably should not have even been in the game. Early in the third quarter, he was on a rollout scramble and he landed awkwardly, and Ndamukong Suh, and this was a clean hit by Sue, I should add, since he does have a history of having hits that are not clean, stepped on Wilson's right ankle. Now, Wilson did stay in the game, but he was essentially a statue for the rest of the series and the next few after that. And with his mobility being non-existent, the Seattle offense was as well. They struggled to find any running lanes behind that new, young, inexperienced offensive line, and that they had to ride the coattails of their defense the entire afternoon. But they did find themselves with the ball with 2 minutes to go, chance to grab the lead, and with that, Russell Wilson was able to do what he does best.
Second down and goal from the two, no gain. Kristen Michael play fake. Little alley-oop pass in the back corner. Hit Baldwin. Touchdown Seahawks, but he might have pushed off. There's a flag in the end zone. Let's see.
There is no foul for defensive.
No foul. Touchdown Seahawks. Doug Baldwin finds a way to get open, and he scores for the Hawks with 31 seconds left in the game. A 2-yard touchdown, a beauty pass lofted by Russell, and it makes the score 12-10 Seahawks.
And with that, Seattle escapes 12-10. They move to 1-0 on the season. This was a game that, if you read my prediction last week on CSN, I predicted a 27-21 victory over Seattle. Certainly not taking into account the fact that both teams would come out and struggle immensely on offense. Now, it's important to note that from Seattle's standpoint, obviously their defense is their prime strength coming into the season. And for Miami, their defensive line was that case as well. But this was more of a situation where I think both offenses really struggled. The defenses played well, but Seattle's offensive line struggled to open up any running holes. Kristen Michael and Thomas Rawls struggled all game long, but they had nothing to work with. Very few times were they actually able to see any daylight. There was one play from Rawls in particular where he literally pushed the line and the defensive line about 6 yards to get a first down, and that was one of the longest runs of the day from the running backs, and still even in that case, it was all based on what they were doing. Seattle's offensive line is going to have to see a lot of improvement between week one and two, especially if Russell Wilson's ankle is any kind of bother going forward, and we won't know, obviously, for a couple days what his status will be. He's going to talk. We're going to hear his press conference here in a little bit. But until that area can improve, Seattle offensively could really struggle this first part of the season. But no matter how ugly, a win is a win in the NFL. It's all that matters. They're 1-0 on the year. Despite his ankle injury in the third quarter, Russell Wilson's stat line turned out to be quite impressive. 27-43, one touchdown, 258 yards passing. He also ended up with 16 yards on only 4 rushing attempts, clearly an effect of the ankle, which occurred right as the second half got underway, and that really limited him. He didn't have really one rushing attempt the entire third quarter and only scrambled one time in the fourth as well. Russell Wilson's stat line actually ended up being pretty good, all things considered, with the ankle injury. 27-43, 258 yards and one touchdown. He did only have 4 rushing attempts. All of those, except for one, came in the first half. He finished with 16 yards. After that injury occurred early in the third quarter, he only had one scramble attempt, but even then he was clearly not himself, running at what looked to be at least 50%. But he joined the media afterwards and seemed to be in pretty good spirits, all things considered.
It feels a little sore, but I'll be all right. Just a little ice, a little prayer, a lot of treatment. So, you know, we had to do whatever it takes to win, you know, and we were able to do that. And the offensive line did a great job tonight. I think we had three sacks, but really, I think probably I have to look at it, but two of them were probably just me trying to get out and run and, you know, you don't really get any yards. So the line did a great job. They gave me plenty of time. Receivers did a phenomenal job. They were on it. Exciting to see Jimmy Graham get back in there, make that big-time catch when we really, really needed it. He did it just right, and you know, that's why it makes him, you know, one of the best tight ends in the game. He just knows what he's doing. Everybody played at such a high level when we really needed to, and Thomas Rawls got back in there. It was great to see him and run the football well, and then see Mike ran the ball really well too. So it was a complete team effort. The defense was lights out today, as always, and we believe in those guys. We trust those guys. They trust us, and that's what it's about, and that's what championship type teams do. And we just take one game at a time, one day at a time, and hopefully let it build up and see how far we can go. And it's just one game, but it's a good thing to win the first one.
Did you get stepped on, or was it twisted, or what happened on that play?
I was trying to go down, kind of, you know, cut inside and go down, and you know, just a freak accident, you know. So I have to check look at it on film, but you know, it happens, you know. But you know, you just keep playing, and you know, I kept telling the guys, I'll play on one leg if we have to, you know, whatever it takes, you know. And so the guys did a great job of stepping up and making the plays, like I said, when we needed to, and man, that's exciting football, huh?
That last drive, how confident in the offense were you? Maybe hadn't been the best game up to that point, but when you knew you needed a touchdown to get it.
Well, I'm very confident, always confident. You know, I always say to you guys, and I always say to the team and everybody, but, you know, 2 minutes, you know, give us the ball. You know, we want it, you know, and I want it, and that's for sure. You know, and as long as there's some time on the clock, we believe we can make it happen, and we were able to do that today. We were clutch when we needed to. We were precise when we needed to. We were gutsy when we needed to. And ultimately, we made the plays when we needed to. And that's the key. And the great thing about the huddle and the 2 minute situation there, everybody was so poised, you know. And that's a testament to the coaches and the practice that we put in, and a lot of experience that we have too, with a lot of those guys, and some not experienced guys with us, but have played a lot of football. And the line, like I said, the line was calm as can be. We made great protection calls. We were on it. We were clicking. We were doing our thing. And Doug Baldwin comes up with a big time touchdown catch, which was exciting to see. I was pretty limited, but I was telling I was telling Coach Carroll and some of the trainers, you know, when I'm 43, 44, 45 years old and still playing, that's probably what I'll look like out there.
Was there ever any time where you thought you might not be able to go back out there?
No shot. I was going out no matter what. It's just my mentality, you know, whatever it takes, you know, and we had to find a way to win.
Ryan, you looked like you scrambled for a 4-yard gain. How difficult was that for you physically to?
When the game's going on, not difficult at all. You know, you got to be competitive. You got to get as much as you can. Be smart. You know, I wasn't going to run by anybody really necessarily as fast as I would hope to. But just get as much as I can, salvage the play, get a positive play, and move on to the next one. And just keep playing ball.
How did you have to adjust?
I didn't really adjust my game too much. I mean, when it comes to the passing game, I just trust my reads and do the same drop steps and just play ball. I always tell you guys, I don't really want to run, you know, unless I have to. But it's more so for me just throwing to the guys that we have. You know, they're such talented receivers and tight ends and running backs. You know, just get them the ball. And the line, like I said, you know, they're a solid wall today. You know, and like I said, those two sacks, you know, really were kind of me trying to run, and they made a good play and stopped us right at the line of scrimmage, I think. So, but I thought we did a great job.
On the interception, what was going on there? What were you looking for?
Well, it was playing fast and in a good way. You know, I had I think I had CJ running down the side, and he turned up, and then I didn't really see what happened. I thought I had him wide open. I thought it was going to be a huge play, honestly. So that's why I let it rip. And you know, I got to watch it on film. It made a good play. Always got to make smart decisions. You never want to give the ball up. That's one thing I hate, you know. So, you know, I want to put our team in the best position that we can possibly be in. And so you just grow from it. You learn from it. You know, and that's what I love to do. So just watch the film and see what happens.
Pete said you mentioned something about Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline, that if he can do it, you can do it. What was that about?
Well, no, it was I'm trying to think what I said. I said the 43, 44, 45 comment to the trainers and Coach Carroll. I said, you know, I'm 43, 44, 45 years old. This is what you're going to get. So, you know, get used to it, that type of thing. But I said something about, you know, Big Ben's toughness and basically, you know, how, you know, I also made a comment about Leftwich and the guys like Tom Brady, you know, they're not moving that much, you know, but they can still play the game. And so that's a respectful comment to them because I think they're great quarterbacks and what they can do. And I love watching Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. So just the toughness that they show, you know, they're great players. And so ultimately, like I said to you guys, for me, I just want to give the ball to the right guy at the right time and just trust the play. Like I said, the line did a great job and we found a way to win. And like I said, you got to give credit to our defense too. They came up clutch and that block was huge too. That was pretty cool.
How different a foreign was it for you to have to stay inside the pocket or throw like that rather than what you
know? Well, a lot of last year I stayed in the pocket and kind of just hung out there. So, you know, it worked out pretty well. So I don't mind staying in the pocket. You know, that's a good thing. We made great protection calls. We blocked him up really well, I thought, you know, and I think it's a very, very tough defense. And we made our plays and ultimately, the ultimate competitor in us, you know, came out and rose to the occasion. And we made the plays when we needed to, and we believed in when we needed to, and we believed in one another. We never doubted, we never wavered, and that's an important part of our success that we've had in the past. But the past doesn't mean anything. The only time is right now, and the only time is the opportunity that we have in front of us, and we just came up huge with that one. But we got to get clear our heads and get ready for the next one.
The better way to ask it would be, how different or foreign was it being limited? Because you're not usually limited, obviously.
Yeah, it was definitely, I just, you know, I don't know. It didn't really change my mindset, really. You know, I knew that I was going to run it when I needed to. You know, I wasn't going to be, I never play scared. So, for me, I'm going to run it, and I'm going to make the play when I need it to. If it's, you know, trying to pick up, you know, 4 or 5 yards, you know, get something positive. But also being smart, you know, I'm not going to scramble around and do all my spin moves and all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, get the ball out, be on time, trust my reads. Keep my eyes downfield, make the plays when we needed to, and like I said, keep trusting the playmakers that we got, because we got a lot of them.
So 4th and 4, looked like you guys called timeout, came out with a different formation after that, but just the 4th and 4 to Doug on the last drive, just what happened on that play?
Well, it came out and just decided to call timeout. We got plenty of time left. I think it was 2 minutes and 5 seconds left on the clock, something like that, and I was like, you know what? Let's call a timeout right here. Yeah, you know, we got time, you know, because I just knew that we could get a first down. And so we discussed the play. We kind of talked some things without telling you guys too much, and we came up with a good play, you know, and Doug came open, and he did a great job. That's what makes him one of the best receivers in the National Football League. And he got open, made a great play.
Not sure the coaching staff's going to agree with him on the wall that the offensive line built, but that's what Wilson does. He's not going to throw anybody under the bus. Clearly, though, he knows, and the team will know when they go back and watch the film, that there's a lot of improvement that needs to be made on the offensive line. And he said it himself, he's not used to being limited, and he doesn't want to run, but his ability to scramble and make things happen on the run is what makes this offense so deadly when he's at full capacity. Very interesting to see where they go forward if he is not 100% healthy. He's not going to come out last night and say, "I'm not healthy." He's going to put on a good face, but it'll be very interesting to watch to see how he does going forward. Afterwards, Coach Carroll took the mic and talked about the victory as well.
Well, pretty exciting opener. Really good, hard-fought football game. You got checked out on defense. We got checked out on offense. They did a nice job and made it hard. When it came down to it, our guys were able to do what we needed to do to win. And this league is really hard. We're glad to get a victory. I think we saw our defense play just lights out all day long. They did a great job. They had a couple sudden change situations, big 4th down stop, all kinds of opportunities to come through, and they did. They did a really good job. I thought our pass rush was really on it today. For the most part, we had a couple breakdowns, but other than that and the coverage thing, we kept them in front of us like we wanted to, and we were fortunate on a couple plays too. But I thought some stuff to mention was Russell's game. To hang in there, you know, he got kicked in the ankle pretty good, and he never thought for a second he wasn't going to play. He just taped him up and sent him on back out, really in really courageous fashion. I thought it was great, and then to play that well, And everybody starts coughing in the meetings when that happens for the players. To be able to finish the game in that kind of fashion and make all the calls and do it all and elude the rush and like he needed to, well, it was just fantastic. A lot of guys played well. Doug had a great game today, obviously with a big touchdown catch, but all the stuff in between and great play in the 14-play drive. Jimmy contributed in there. I mean, it was just really good stuff. But I was really happy about the offensive line in that drive, too. It was very, very well done and very very together. And also, Cassius Marsh was ridiculous today. He was all over the field. He had a big mistake early and came back and just was just – his presence was felt in big areas on the kicking game. And obviously, in blocking the kick, it was a huge block and a great effort by him. So really fired up for Cash. Jimmy got back. Thomas got back. We feel good about that we didn't overuse him, but we used him enough to get him going, and those guys will be able to play more as we move forward. So that was a really – on a day with so much going on and all the the big event of 9/11 and what our players had joined to do, I thought that we really wanted to get out of here with a win, and that's about what we did. And I was very proud of those guys for the way they've handled themselves and the way they handled this thing, and we'll see what happens as we move forward.
This game ended in chaff. You had sort of clock management drives. Does that show some of Russell's maturity or experience in those situations?
Without question. He's great at it. He's just great at it. And Bev is great at it, too. And Carl up in the box, the three of them working at the time situations and just getting through it with that kind of clarity, which is really important. The communication was excellent. There wasn't anything that went on there that wasn't really comfortable for us to handle, really. And that's just because they're really well prepared. And Russell's in great frame of mind to do that.
The touchdown throw to Doug. What was kind of the decision there? I think you guys are second and goal. About four seconds.
It's a great play for us to call, and these guys are really good at it. And we had no problem. We knew we were going to get our plays in. We just wanted to make sure we had all the shots available again. We've been in that situation before. And we were very composed and everything was fine. We knew exactly what was going on. So we had all the time that we needed.
Did you guys have to call the game differently after Russell suffered that ankle injury?
Well, we looked after him a little bit, yeah. We weren't sure what he could do, and we didn't want to tax him too much. We kept him in the pocket more than normal, just to make sure that we didn't force him to go. The fumble exchange, I don't know how it happened, but I think Galinsky stepped right on his ankle, just the same ankle. How did that ever, whatever happened, it did. And so he didn't get back to the exchange point. He made a mistake by trying to flip the ball and should have just ate it. But that was, how could that ever happen? But it did,
How did you feel like the offensive line played today?
We're okay. I thought we did that. It was good first outing. That's about as high-powered a bunch of guys we're going to face. Until next week. And then, it was a great start for those guys to get through it. The penalties distracted us, really. And the field position, it was a total field position game. And they kept us backed up the whole game. And it was, I don't know what the starts were, but they had to be, inside the 20, I would think, for the game, the average. So, it was a lot, there was a lot of pressure on those guys. But, Mario's playing and Cameron's playing on the outside and Jones. And those guys are good players, man. So anxious to see the film.
Well, now you've heard what Russell Wilson thought, you've heard what Coach Carroll thought, but here's three things that I learned last night watching Seattle in their 12-10 victory over the Dolphins. One, Seattle's defense may be more dominant than ever. Now listen, Miami is not the best barometer, but some of these defensive numbers for Seattle are staggering. Miami, 11 first downs in their 12 possessions for the game. 53 total plays. They only had 222 total yards of offense. The number that really stands out there to me is 12 possessions, 11 first downs. So many times Seattle's defense was able to get off the field right after they got on. The secondary in particular looked to be in midseason form to me, and it came from guys like Jeremy Lane, Deshaun Shedd, guys you don't normally hear about. You're going to hear from Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, guys like that. But Jeremy Lane and Deshaun Shedd found themselves in on plays many times throughout the game. But the defensive line was not lacking by any means either. Sacks from Cassius Clay, Michael Bennett, Frank Clark, they all got in on the action, and they kept Ryan Tannehill on constant edge. Two, Seattle could be a boom or bust team. As we talked about with Wilson, all success could hinge on his ability to stay healthy. Christian Michael and Thomas Rawls looked okay, but it's clear, at least as of now, that dominant run game of years past, especially as the offensive line continues to gel, will not be there. Now, even the defense, which, as I mentioned, was dominant, was doing one of two things throughout the game. They either forced Tannehill into very quick, jerky decisions, or he had an immense amount of time. It was really bizarre, but there didn't seem to be a lot in the middle. It was one of the two extremes. And there were head-scratching plays from both sides, which is obviously expected in Week 1, but it appears that, to me, Seattle's secondary is just flat-out smart. And what I mean by that is a lot of these guys are entering their third, fourth, fifth seasons, and their mental games now are really starting to catch up with the physical tools that they bring. And when you combine those two, considering that all those guys are either in their prime or entering their prime, it's scary how good this team defensively at least could be. But as I mentioned, a lot of it last night was really bizarre in the sense that there was one of two things. The secondary was consistent. I want to see that defensive line be more consistent, though, in their ability to get to the quarterback. Like I said, it was either one of two things. They were either right in Tannehill's face, completely blowing everything up, or he stood back there for 5, 6, 7 seconds with not a soul around. Three, the NFL, maybe this year more than ever, will be a dogfight. Granted, it's not as if Miami is expected to be a cellar dweller, but I don't think many people are expecting a playoff berth for Adam Gase in his first season. But the Dolphins went blow for blow with the Seahawks all game long, outplaying them for big stretches. And the NFL isn't college, obviously. The difference from the best team to the worst team isn't always obvious. But in the opening week, we saw signs all over that not only is there not a standout dominant team, but we could be looking at one of the most compelling seasons in a long time. It's early, but something about this season to me just feels different. If you're into fantasy football, this was probably not the game for you coming in. I mentioned Tyler Lockett as someone to look out for, and he had a quiet game, 3 receptions, 17 yards. If you had Doug Baldwin, you're probably not feeling too bad, 9 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. But other than that, this was not an offensive game. Hopefully your picks were playing for other teams. It is interesting to note that coming into the game, Seattle was 10.5 point favorite. The over-under on the game was 44.5 points. Teams did not get even close to that as they scored 22. So again, hopefully you took the under if that if betting is your thing there, which I'm not saying it is, but very well could be. That's going to do it for this edition of Hawks Talk. Again, thanks for joining us. We're going to come to you every Monday morning following Seattle's games, or Tuesday if they have a Monday night game, which I believe they have one this year as well. So every Monday morning on CSN, check us out here. Going to give you the up-to-date, last-minute, latest as we can tell you, coverage of Seahawks football, and hopefully talk to you about another Seahawks win. Thanks again for joining us.